independent, free, and secure turkey farm.
Our President Bush tried to explain away the chaos caused by solder.
This is one person who's deciding that rather than allow democracy to flourish, he's going to exercise force. We just can't let it stand.
Yes. One person's decision to exercise force would be a terrible way to create a democracy.
I see nothing. I hear nothing.
But perhaps, Praby, the president is smiling because he knows we're turning over control of Iraq on June 30th. And the president has a very specific plan for how that's going to go down.
The United States representative is there now to work on the onto whom we transfer sovereignty. In other words, it's one thing to decide it's a transfer. We're now in the process of deciding what the entity will look like to whom we will transfer sovereignty. But the date remains firm.
So there you have it, folks. Everything is in place for the June 30th handoff of power, except who the recipient of the handoff is. Do you understand what I'm saying? The baby's in the air. And by June 30th, someone hopefully catches it.
I can't make good decisions.
How do you explain to Americans how you got that so wrong?
You never admit a mistake. Is that a fair criticism?
Yeah. Will it have been worth it even if you lose your job because of it?
I actually didn't think he came off that bad until the question started. When it was actual... I really didn't.
We will rid the world of the evildoers.
I'm telling you, I saw the president on TV as a first. I think he's only had three primetime press conferences since he's been in office. And I thought he looked calm. I thought he looked confident. I thought he looked focused. That's right, he's drinking again. That's what that is. But, you know, looking at it, seriously, it was a tough press conference for President Bush. He spent the first 10 minutes trying to pronounce Fallujah. And then we were off and running. But they were asking him this question, and Bush insisted that Iraq is not another Vietnam. He said, no, Iraq is not another Vietnam. Well, of course not. He avoided Vietnam. And you know, the press conference came from the White House, and I was watching the press conference, and I kept hearing, maybe some of you heard this in the background, you heard like a noise, kind of a small commotion, shuffling around and things being moved. Did you hear that? Well, I called my buddy down at the White House, Kenny. He was at your wedding.
Wedding,
that's
yeah.
Right, yeah. And I said, Kenny, what was that noise I heard in the background? And he says, oh, that was John Kerry measuring for drapes.
Your future is doubtful. It's cloudy. Things don't look so good.
Too weird, man. I think the world's falling apart out there. Do you feel that way? Did you watch this shit? Watch the flag burning thing? Wasn't that great? Boy, if everyone showed their true colors then, didn't they? Retarded nation that we are. Scary. People acted as though the Supreme Court approved the flag burning. You know what I mean?
Does that mean we have to burn our flags? What did they say that we had to... No, no, no!
It's not what they said. They said that perhaps if somebody wants to burn a flag, he perhaps doesn't need to go to jail for a year. Pretty harsh on their part, huh?
Does that mean we have to burn
them? They said we should burn them. They didn't say that. They didn't say that. They didn't say that. They didn't say that.
Does that mean I have to go out now? No, 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 no!
Listen. Read. Think. Calm down. Relax. Shut the f*** up!
Well, I don't get it. I don't want to burn my flag. Stand down!
People snapped over this. Did you watch that? People were just,
hey, buddy, let me tell you something. My daddy died for that flag.
Just really? Wow, I bought mine. Yeah, they sell them, you know, at Kmart and shit. Yeah.
Yeah, he died in the Korean War for that flag.
Oh, what a coincidence. Mine was made in Korea. Wow, the world is that big. No one, and I repeat, no one has ever died for a flag. A flag is a piece of cloth. They might have died for freedom, which, by the way, is the freedom also to burn the fucking flag. Say, burning the flag doesn't make freedom go away. It's kind of like freedom. And also, this case, they've had four of these cases in the country's 200-year history, so don't think it's that big, scary of an issue, do you? One of the hotter smoke screens these people have put down the pipe for us. Rampant flag burning. Say, the only way, and I don't approve of flag burning. I don't want to burn a flag, but if somebody wants to burn a flag, what business is it of mine? Is it my business if someone wants to burn a flag? Is it? No, it's not. Is it my business what other people read or watch on TV? No, it's not. Thank you. You see, when you talk these things out, they come a little clearer, don't they? They do. That's called logic, and it'll help us all evolve and get on the spaceships and get out of here. Let's go. And the abortion thing, you know, unbelievable. I'm not a girl, you know, I'm a guy, but at the same time, I'll tell you how you can solve this abortion thing right now. Those unwanted babies that women leave in alleys and in dumpsters, leave about 12 of them on the Supreme Court steps. This is over. Like that. You guys said we have to have them? Well then, you guys, fucking raise them! Raise them, man. You fucking raise them. You raise them. You say I had to have it, then it's yours. It's yours. Take it.
You are listening to Bart Cop Radio at bartcop.com. Keeper of the Democratic Jewels.
So that was today's show. I hope you liked it. It was a little different than the others. If I got some feedback, I could probably make the shows better, but I'm basically shooting in the dark. So if you like something, let me know. If you don't like something, let me know. Thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing. Thanks for keeping the page and the show going. I'll start work on show 37 right now.
To Dublin, 1, 2, 3, for play. Up the hill and corner down the rocky road. Out the way to Dublin, back for Andina. To Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Up the hair and turn up down the rocky road. All the way to Dublin, right for Aldia. Well, I went upon my way, my first friend never failed. I landed on the quay. Ship was sailing, captain let me roar. Ship the rule had he, and then I jumped aboard. Room was come for paddying down a monster plate. Sank a mighty jiggle wheel, left a mighty rake. But the realm is falling out of the earth. To Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Up the hill and turn up down the rocky road. All the way to Dublin, back for Aldia.
Dublin, one, two, three, four, five. Hush the hair and turn on down the rocky road. All the way to Dublin, right for Aldi.